Marshawn's a good running back. They got a good offensive line. They know how to get downhill. For us, we just got to be able to execute our plan, get vertical, and, make sure we wrap tackle and bring it.
Then what's it going to be like? You've been there at preseason, but Seattle could be a little different during the regular season. Describe that kind of atmosphere. Is it make it harder for defense?
For us, man, we've got to go out there. The atmosphere is going to be the atmosphere. So if that's going to be what it is, then what we have to do is do what we do out there and go out there and execute and play as one entire defense, one entire unit, and then let that translate into the other units on the field and on the team and play together. And we'll see about the atmosphere then.
Coach Tarver said you guys have been working better together as the weeks have gone on. What do you think about the defense coming together so far?
We're starting to play more and more as one piece, man, as one unit. Everything's starting to move on a string, and we've just got to be able to close in on the opportunities, because now that you can see the opportunities just showing up, left and right on the film. And as long as we continue to put ourselves in a position to have good things happen, we've got to close in on them now.
And there's a big improvement on getting off the field on third downs. How did you feel you guys did last week on that?
It was an improvement, but to me, if we still got the loss, there's more to improve on. There's more. I think we're 2 for 17, so if there's 2 for 17, you got to find a way how to make it 0. Or 12, excuse me, 2 for 12. So you got to find a way to continue to minimize your mistakes and have 0 defects.
You've been on the field quite a lot with Khalil now. Can you talk about the chemistry you guys have, and you guys seem to become a core of this defense?
When we're out there, the biggest thing that he and I talk about is being the spark for the team and the defense. And, he and I, we talk about, racing to the ball or racing to a play to be their guy to set it off and make that play, because, we're capable of doing that. So as long as we continue to do that and keep working together, man, we should be able to get some good things done together.
He's improved every week, and he was coming in. He's supposed to be, known as the pass rusher, but he's done such a great job against the run. Is that something you've been seeing since spring?
Yeah, man, he's growing every day. Playing the same position linebacker last year, I kind of know what he's going through. I kind of see it. Like, I know it from the outside in now, looking at him, you can tell the growth, each and every week, the same way I had to, where I was learning how to rush, learning how to set the edges, learning how to get vertical. And he's doing that now, and he's executing. He's powering, these tight ends and tackles, and he's doing a good job. And as long as we continue to do that and be able to be effective doing that, it's going to help out in the pass game and then obviously as it is in the run game.
Finally, what's the key to containing Russell Wilson? Is this the biggest challenge you've got against quarterback this season?
For us, man, it's just about executing, really executing on all three phases, whether it be from the defensive line to linebackers as well as the secondary. And as long as we execute, take away reads and close in on a quarterback and play top down and we're relentless, we'll be good.